In the feudal realm of Eraluen, 15-year-old Will faces the most important day of his life, Choosing Day, when castle wards are selected for apprenticeships that will determine their futures. Small and wiry, Will lacks the physical build for battle school, but possesses remarkable agility, stealth, and climbing skills. His entire identity is built around a single hope, that he might become a knight like the father he never knew, a hero who supposedly died fighting the evil Lord Morgarath 15 years ago. While his wardmates seem destined for specific paths, diplomatic Alys, culinary Jenny, scholarly George, and athletic Horace, Will's future remains uncertain. The night before the ceremony, after enduring Horace's taunts of Will No Name, he escapes to his sanctuary in the castle's fig tree, watching as lights dim across the fortress. His anxiety isn't just about rejection, it's about identity itself. Without family or heritage, Will's apprenticeship represents his only chance to become someone of value in a world that measures worth by one's craft and calling. What makes Will compelling isn't just his orphan status, it's how he's responded to his circumstances. Those very traits making him unsuitable for knighthood have prepared him for a different path entirely, one he cannot yet imagine, but that will test whether courage comes from physical strength or something deeper within. At the Choosing Day ceremony, 5 nervous wards stand before Baron Arald and the craftmasters. Will's request for battle school is denied due to his small stature. As hope fades, the mysterious ranger Halt speaks up, presenting a note to the Baron. That night, Will attempts to break into the Baron's office to learn his fate. After scaling the castle wall, he finds Halt waiting in the shadows. Instead of punishment, Will learns he's been chosen as Halt's apprentice ranger. Rangers are viewed with suspicion throughout the kingdom, rumored to practice black magic and move unseen through forests. Will's fear reflects this kingdom-wide distrust, yet beneath his apprehension lies curiosity about whether this path might better suit his natural abilities. Sometimes, Halt tells him, what we think we want isn't what we need. This moment marks Will's step from the ordinary world into the unknown, where his character will be revealed through his new path. While Will adapts to ranger life, learning stealth, archery, and tracking, Horace faces harsh realities at battle school. Instead of knightly glamour, he endures grueling training, cold showers, and punishing inspections where every detail matters. 3 second-year cadets target Horace relentlessly, mocking his orphan status and turning his cherished dream into a nightmare of isolation. Will discovers specialized ranger tools, a recurve bow suited to his build and practical double knives designed for function over show. He meets Tug, his intelligent ranger pony, learning that ranger horses require a special phrase, "Do you mind?" for Tug, before allowing themselves to be ridden. Will and Halt's relationship deepens gradually. Behind Halt's gruffness lies genuine concern, with rare comments like, "With more practice, you might even achieve mediocrity," recognized as high praise. These contrasting apprenticeships reveal how preconceptions mislead. What seems desirable may hide challenges, while apparent misfortune might lead to one's true calling. At the Harvest Day Fair, Will and Horace clash when Will taunts Horace about ranger's horses. When Horace attempts to mount Tug, he's repeatedly thrown off, his public embarrassment turning to rage and triggering a brawl that others must break up. Their relationship transforms during a wild boar hunt. When a massive boar charges at a fallen Horace, Will draws the beast away with arrows, endangering himself. As the boar corners Will against an oak, Tug breaks free to protect his master, positioning himself between Will and the charging beast. The transformation completes when Horace, still injured from previous assaults, defends Will against 3 battle school bullies. This act of courage, inspired by Will's earlier sacrifice, shows their evolution. Haven't we all discovered that initial adversaries often become our closest allies once we see beyond first impressions? Their complementary abilities, Will's quick thinking with Horace's strength, forge an essential partnership for the dangers ahead. The Rangers' gathering is interrupted by alarming news. Wargulls have breached Three Step Pass, and two Kalkara now roam the solitary plain. These creatures stand over 2 meters tall, resembling a nightmarish fusion of ape and bear, with matted hair forming nearly impenetrable armor. Their most terrifying feature is their paralyzing gaze that immobilizes victims with fear. Halt reveals Morgarath's strategy. 2 military leaders have already been assassinated, their deaths disguised as accidents, a systematic elimination of Aruluin's command structure suggesting an imminent invasion. Halt decides that he, Will, and Gillen must track the Kalkara across the solitary plain, a desolate expanse where ancient rock formations create mournful sounds in the wind. When they discover Halt himself is the target, Will must ride to Castle Redmont for reinforcements, his first solo mission. This assignment marks a crucial milestone, transforming Will from apprentice to ranger as he carries intelligence vital to the kingdom's survival. Will rides to Castle Redmont, exhausted from alternating between Tug and Gillen's horse Blaze. After alerting Baron Arald and Sir Rodney, he joins their heavily armed rescue party despite his fatigue. At the ruins of Castle Gorlan, Morgarath's former stronghold, they find one wounded Kalkara near a barn fire and Halt injured with a broken bow. Baron Arald and Sir Rodney immediately charge the wounded creature, driving their lances into it and knocking it into flames, where its waxy hair ignites explosively. The second Kalkara proves more dangerous, having already wounded Halt and paralyzed the Baron and Battlemaster. Will acts decisively, coating an arrow with pitch from a torch, igniting it, and shooting the flaming missile into the creature's chest. The flame engulfs the Kalkara, consuming it in fire. This battle marks Will's coming-of-age moment. When all experienced warriors are incapacitated, the apprentice saves them through courage and creative ranger thinking, using fire against a seemingly invincible enemy. After defeating the Kalkara, Will becomes celebrated throughout the fief. His friendship with Horace transforms into genuine camaraderie, and Alys shows her pride with a kiss that leaves Will thinking about the softness of her lips into the night. When Baron Arald offers Will his once coveted position in battle school, with Sir Rodney acknowledging his previous error, Will hesitates. Reflecting on his ranger training, perfect shots, tracking skills, Tug's devotion, and Halt's approval, Will realizes his true path. I am a ranger, my lord. Halt then reveals the truth. Will's father wasn't a knight, but a sergeant who began as a farmer. During a crucial battle, Daniel sacrificed himself to save Halt, fighting with such ferocity that he made Wargul's retreat in fear despite being mortally wounded. As he died, Daniel asked Halt to care for his pregnant wife. Though Will's mother died in childbirth, Halt arranged for Will's upbringing until he could become his apprentice. Will's journey reveals that heroism manifests in many forms, through courage, quick thinking, and standing against darkness.